Hi, it's Rebecca. Today, I want to talk to you about Outside the Matrix. A lot of you have seen the movie, The Matrix. The Matrix represents the mass consciousness, the agreements, and the beliefs that we have while we're living here in this three-dimensional world called planet Earth. But there is a way to step outside of the Matrix, which is shown in that movie, which the people involved in that movie ended up calling it a documentary more than a movie. So there you go. But how do you step off of the Matrix and what are the benefits of it? I'll give you a few. Okay. I was always the kind of person who was looking for the answers to the universe. I have always been fascinated by stories about supernatural things, paranormal, otherworldly. Edgar Allan Poe was one of my favorite authors when I was a little girl. I just love anything that is mysterious and unusual. I'm a seeker. I want to know how the universe works. So I started really checking things out, and then I got highly motivated to be a stewardess in the 60s after seeing three UFOs up close. I had to find out where they were coming from. So I figured if I joined the airlines, I could interview the pilots and get some answers. Well, that was just the beginning of an adventure that's lasted a lifetime of seeking out answers. And as soon as I joined the airlines, I met my first teacher who taught me how to use my imagination to manifest. I was really angry that no one had ever taught me this when I was in school or when I was in church or anywhere in my community. I never heard anyone talking about how you could actually manifest experiences, situations. And by consciously focusing on what you want and believing that you'd already gotten it. So when he explained it to me and I tried it and it worked so well, I decided, wow, there's a lot more to this adventure here on planet Earth than I realized. So I started studying all of the metaphysical books and teachers and applying some of the techniques, and it just got more and more interested as I traveled along. But once you step outside of the Matrix, you discover mental telepathy is real. I started connecting with other people. I could read their thoughts. I could tell them what they were thinking specifically if I wanted to, which kind of blew their minds now and then, but it proved to me that we're all connected. There is this divine connection between all of us. And then I learned about spontaneous healing, spiritual healing, and how you can even remotely heal someone because we are connected. When you're outside the Matrix, you can do these things. I also started to learn about remote viewing and astral travel, which was very exciting to go to other places while I was sleeping. One night I went to the Temple of Wisdom, and a voice told me, "You are in the Temple of Wisdom." Napoleon Hill talks about it in his book, Think and Grow Rich. It's like the Akashic Records. And when I was in the Temple of Wisdom, the voice told me, "This is all the knowledge and wisdom on planet Earth that you need to know and has always been. But you don't need to read all of these books. You will just know what you need to know when you need to know it." That was pretty profound when I got that message. And as I moved along on my spiritual journey, one night I heard a voice clearly say to me, "You dwell in the secret place of the Most High." Three times I heard this voice. And at the same time, I felt myself moving back to the West Coast, to Marin County, where I had been living previous. But I was at this point living in Massachusetts. So it was kind of interesting that I did effortlessly, a few months later, move back to Marin County, just like in my dream, felt like I was doing. Premonitions I've had of things that have happened in dreams. One night I was sleeping in Osaka, Japan, and I saw this airplane everyone was looking at. It was flying in a big circle, and no one knew what to do. And I was in trouble. When I got back home after that trip, turned on the TV and United Flight 232 was being shown over and over again, cartwheeling down the runway. It wasn't even a runway, it landed in the cornfields, Sioux Falls, Iowa. And that was a big accident. But it was almost like I had a premonition when I was in Osaka about that accident. Another time I dreamed of a building coming down in my dream. I woke up, turned on the television, and a building was coming down live in Oklahoma City. And I had had the dream a few hours before seeing this building go down, which always made me ask the question, have these things already happened? How can we tune into something as a premonition before it's happened? Well, once you step outside of the matrix, you realize that you can bend time, you can actually tap into other timelines where things have already happened. Because the reality that we think we're seeing with our five senses and experiencing is just a sliver of what's really going on. Once you step outside the matrix, you realize there is so much going on outside of the matrix that is invisible to your five senses, but it's happening anyway. And you can tap into these things and you can remote view. You can see what's going on in other parts of the universe if you choose. You can remotely influence people in a positive way. You wouldn't want to influence them negatively, but you can actually create a better experience for yourself by remotely influencing people you come in contact with or people you're dealing with. And you'll be amazed at how harmonious things can get when you're doing that and expecting only good things to happen for you and for other people. There are so many ways you can use this understanding that you don't need to be trapped in the matrix. And if you really want to get some insights, or if you have something that you're specifically working on and you feel stuck, get in touch with me and I'll help you figure out how to step outside of the matrix.